Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dusty and Frank bringing us back. 23 after the hour, a little Texas blues there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jerry Detweiler is our guest. I'm in her 15th year as a member of our Brain Trust, one of the top experts on financing and credit on the planet. She is the education director for NAV. NAV.com is the website. Jerry, tell us about NAV.
Yeah, we help business owners get financing. So we're not a lender. We're a marketplace. We match you to financing. We give you free business credit reports to monitor your business and personal credit. And then I should mention we also do give a grant. So we do have a quarterly $10,000 small business grant. But it is for businesses that are in business for
existing,
6 months.
Going concerns.
But it's pretty easy to apply.
Well, good. And so they go to NAV.com and apply for that?
Yeah, nav.com/grant, and it's open right now.
All right, so check that out, folks. So, Jerry, what else do we need to know about getting, let's call it supplemental money, money give us a report on where you think companies are right now with their dealing with the coronavirus and the shutdowns and everything. Where do you think things are right now?
There's a lot of businesses that are still really struggling, but many of them are getting PPP. So I'm thrilled that that's going to help some of those businesses. And then there are some that are just booming. They're doing really, really well. So one thing my view, and you certainly, talk to a lot of business owners, Jim, my view is if you can get through this next few months, I do believe the economy's going to really ramp up. People are wanting to get out. They're wanting to spend money. They've been saving, and they're tired of staying at home, and there's going to be a lot of opportunity. Also, there will be a lot of opportunity to acquire businesses. So there are business owners who are just like, you know what? I'm done. I don't want to go through what I went through this year again. And we already knew a lot of baby boomers were ready to sell their businesses.
Yep.
So there's also going to be a lot of opportunity to acquire or purchase a business. And that's where financing can come in and help you acquire that business and grow much more quickly than you would, say, from scratch.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be – do you think there's going to be more financing available for acquisition of companies like that?
Yes. In fact, I know the – we know it, NAV. We've watched this, of course, for 7 years now, but we've seen what's happened the last year, and lenders are lending again. It's a thaw. It's not changing overnight. But lenders are lending again. And if the business fundamentals of the business you have or the business you want to acquire are strong, there are lenders who want to lend to your business.
And, of course, those transactions, if you buy a business, a going concern, there are three vessels of money. One is your own money. Two is if you can borrow an amount from a bank against the assets in your signature. And then the third one is the seller takes back paper. And so that's how you do it. You syndicate the thing. You kind of, you put it together like you're baking a cake, right? And you mush all that together and make it happen. That's not different. That hasn't changed in 100 years, Jerry. But what has changed is how, as you said earlier, and as I pointed out in an article last April, this pandemic is going to create a whole fourth of a generation of baby boomer business owners who are saying, you know what, I was having fun before the pandemic. I might have kept going a few more years. But with what's going on right now, I don't really want to have to reinvent my company again after all these years. I'm out of here. What do you think, Jerry?
I think you're absolutely right. And we already knew there was a wave of this coming, but it's now going to be a tsunami of businesses that want to sell. And that could be a great way to either start or grow your business more quickly rather than, again, starting from scratch, which has its own challenges.
But when you put that deal together for yourself and to justify it to your bank or whoever, you got to understand that that you're not buying the company. You don't need to be buying the company that was. You got to be buying the company that will be, right, Jerry? I mean, the company was pre-pandemic. Post-pandemic marketplace is not going to look like pre-pandemic. And if you don't have a plan for taking it to the post-pandemic level, then you don't need to buy it for yourself, but you're not probably not going to convince a banker to loan you money. What do you think? Or even a seller.
Yeah, but, yes. As you wrote recently, bankers are skittish, so you have to have a really solid plan and good credit and a good financial analysis of the business that you're buying. So those fundamentals have not changed, like you said.
Well, if I were one of those guys who said, who was saying, look, I'm ready to go, and you came to me and said, I want to buy your business, I would say, look, I know where this business has to go. I just don't want to go to the effort to take it. You have to show me that you know how to take it where it's going to go. Otherwise, I'm not going to be part of the financing, right?
Yes, especially if it's not an all-cash transaction, right? So if you're going to ask the seller to hold a note or stay involved in the business in some way, they want to know it's going to be worthwhile for them, right? So they're probably going to want some cash. That's where that third-party financing or your down payment can come in. And then they're going to want some assurance that you're not going to run the business into the ground and it's going to be worthless. So you have to have a very solid plan.
That's exactly right. Hey, Jerry, nav.com is the website. Will you come back sooner than later?
I'd love to. Thank you, Jim.
Jerry Detweiler, ladies and gentlemen, a serious, important voice in the capitalization of small businesses, and has been now for a long time. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.